Recording in progress.
Yeah. Welcome back. Brothers and Raw Sports Talk episode 93. Tommy's feeling good, part two. And Shimon is sober and not passing out. That's great. Yo, we gotta finish up with the football, yo. Fantasy talk. Big dogs out here. I mean, Brandon's a big dog. Tommy's a big dog. Keith got his big ring.
And
you know, I'm who I am. You know what I mean? Shimon, you ain't really done shit, but we'll see.
I'm a big dog, though.
But you getting there. But yeah, look, though. So we talk about all these different things to choose from. Different trades have been happening. Nobody's thinking about it. But the key to fantasy football is finding those little sudden people that can change the game. Right, Tommy? When you got the waiver wire every week and that's how you win your ranks. I'm still on that shit. Yeah, you're right. So anyway, the Falcons.
Man, did y'all hear that background noise?
Yeah, I hear
it. Who's talking? Who shit is that?
Like NFL shit or something.
So,
it's your mom's TV problem. Whose TV's all loud?
My TV ain't even up that loud.
Turn that shit down, man.
My shit down.
Now I don't hear nothing. Thank you. Anyway. So look, man, the Atlanta Falcons, right? Marcus Mariota is the quarterback. We don't know how long he's going to be there. But he's got to throw the ball to somebody. Geronimo Allison's there now. Drew's boy, Brian Edwards, is there. Who was supposed to be something with the Raiders. And then you got the rookie, Drake London. Who y'all picking? Tommy, who you picking to be the star?
Kyle Pitts.
I didn't say Kyle Pitts. I said wide receiver.
They've got Marcus Mariota as the quarterback. I'm not taking a single pass catcher in it.
You won't take none of those three.
Not a freaking one of them.
I'll take one.
Go ahead. Calvin Ridley in a dynasty league. Sell him.
You would still take Calvin Ridley in a dynasty
league? In a dynasty league? Hell yeah.
I don't even know. I might take Drake London over that. Keith, would you take any of those three?
Drake London's like Donald Driver.
He's got to throw the ball to somebody.
Drake London is the only one.
Is Keith there, or is it just a picture of him going like this and shit?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? He
froze.
Any of those three, would you take any of them?
I would take, if I had to pick one, I would take my chance with Drake London.
Right. How far would you take him? 11th, 12th round?
Third. Well, it depends on the league we're talking about, because that 14th.
That's that tough shit. I can't hear you, Brandon. We can't hear Keith. He's go ahead, Brandon. Would you take any of them?
You're the only one out of the receivers.
All right, so let's get some real shit, because Tommy was talking shit, talking about Ezekiel Elliott being the reason why he thinks Dallas is going to the division. Who's going to have a bigger impact and a bounce back? Is it going to be Ezekiel Elliott, or is it going to be Saquon Barkley, Shimon? Who's going to bounce back the best?
Zeke.
Why?
Because, I mean, Zeke's always just – if he can't use his speed, he can always break through tackles. And I feel like Saquon, when he gets to that point where he has to break through tackles, injuries come to play a lot.
So you're just using the injury against him. You're not using nothing else.
Honestly, yeah.
Brandon, you agree with that?
Nah, I'm going to go with Saquon. Barring the injury, I'm going to go with Saquon.
But I mean, you never know when an injury is going to happen. Yeah.
Zeke has just been so disappointing for so long.
If you look at mock drafts, Pollard is, like, not too low. Is he? Keith, what you think, Keith?
Every time he's in there, too.
I'm going to think Barkley because he hasn't had a good year yet, man.
He hasn't?
So I don't think so.
His rookie year wasn't good.
It was okay,
but ever since then, he hasn't lived up to the hype, though, man. Like, I think he's ready now. He's got an offensive minded.
Tommy, what you think, Tommy?
I mean, if I had to pick between who's going to have the bigger rise, Barkley probably has the bigger rise between the two.
Would it be who?
Between the two of them? Barkley. Yeah, come on now. I mean, he didn't play last year, so he's going to do something.
So this is why I said, This is why I said the Giants need to be, don't sleep on them. They built up their offensive line. They've still got those pass catchers. I think the coach is going to really help Daniel Jones.
Good job on the other line.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They just got the best offensive lineman out the league.
So this is why I'm saying nobody should be sleeping on the Giants.
But I mean, they just got the best offensive lineman out the draft, but that don't mean that Saquon can take a hit still. You're going to have to take a hit. When I mean, the middle line, when the line.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You're going to have to take a hit. All right, so look. Here's some stuff. Great. Anybody watching the show, I'm going to give y'all some knowledge because I am the champion in two leagues this year. Two wide receivers that people should not be sleeping on because you can get them in later rounds that might wind up being one of your number one, two, or three. Brandon hates when I give away strategy shit because he knows my shit be official. Oh, you talking about losing your $50? Yeah, you lost that shit. Anyway, Bateman for the Ravens or Darnell Mooney for the Bears. Who's gonna shine the brightest, Tommy? Because you love Justin Fields and Trevor Simeon.
That don't mean I don't love him as a pass thrower.
What do you mean?
I think he's dynamic. I think he's really dynamic. I don't know how to define it, so we'll find out. But Bateman, I don't trust any – I don't trust a single Baltimore Raven pass catcher outside of it.
Outside of who? Andrews? So you don't think Bateman can – to rise up this year?
Yeah, he could. I mean, if you want to start, but you better not be planning for him to be much more.
What I'm saying is, you're going to draft one of them in double digit rounds, right? Who has a chance to be a number three receiver for your roster? Who, Keith? Champion?
Out of both of those, I would probably go because of my editors.
Who did he say, Brandon? I thought he said Cocoa Puffs. I can't hear nothing he said.
Mooney.
Who?
Mooney.
You saying Mooney?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. Shema, who you think? Shema's like, I don't know either one of those players because I'm not a champion in fantasy football. Brandon, who's the guy? I'm telling you, these guys are going to be factors in fantasy football.
I would go with Bateman.
Bateman.
I'm saying I'll go with Mooney. I'll go with Mooney from Chicago.
Why then? Why?
Because Justin Fields and him obviously got some type of connection. And that's the starting quarterback. So I know that Mooney's going to have some type of production. So I will pick Mooney.
I will tell everybody watching, I think both of them, you get them in double-digit rounds, they can help your team. I'm going with Bateman, though, because I think Bateman's going to be a little different than everybody else. Three tight ends, and I'm telling people, don't take a top tight end. Three tight ends you can get in the double-digit rounds that will help you be a champion like me. I love saying that shit. Love saying that shit. Tommy, I'm fucking Tommy.
Man, I drafted Chris
Gronk
and Deshaun Watson.
Gronk,
Ertz, or Schultz? Who would you take, Brandon?
Schultz.
I said Brandon, love.
You know why? Do you want to know why the FFF is a 14-team league?
Why?
I didn't inherit shit. I drafted my way into that motherfucker.
Dude, I don't want to hear nothing about you. Waiver wire Tommy. I don't hear nothing about that waiver wire Tommy. I said Brandon. I said Brandon waiver wire Tommy. Go ahead, Brandon.
I would take Ertz.
You would take Ertz? Who would you take, Keith?
My boy Schultz, man.
Your boy Schultz. When the Cowboys are whooping the Steelers' ass in the Super Bowl and shit. I want to hear that shit.
I'm thinking about the dude from Buffalo, Dawson. I don't know what.
You think Dawson Knox?
Knox, yeah, that's what I was.
You would take Knox over all three of them, Keith?
Dude, I think Knox is gonna have a big year, yeah.
You would take Knox over all three of them?
Over Ertz and who else?
Schultz and Gronk.
Schultz? Oh, definitely over Gronk.
Well, I'm not sure.
He's playing.
Gronk's always a beast. I'm talking about some like underdog.
Gave you three underdogs. It's gonna be double digit rounds.
What if somebody ordered pizza with their
money?
If anybody
you said Knox. Shema, who would you take? Who would you take, Shema?
I think Schultz is good. I like the way
y'all dealing with Schultz. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go with Schultz, too. Tommy, did you already say Schultz?
Out of all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, Schultz. Cause
I would say Schultz, too. Why, though? Because what?
They picked up some competition in Buffalo.
Because James Washington is not a number two. That's why. And Gallup's hurt. That's why. That's why Schultz is the guy. All right, now the big dogs. Big dogs. Kelce, Kittle, and Andrews. Tommy, who you taking? Because Kelsey's automatically number one, and Kittle's two, Andrews is three. I'm saying Andrews should be one.
Andrews should be one.
It is projected that way.
Man, I'm seeing Andrews as he's got to be two. Number one's Kelce. They lost Hill.
Who would you take, Kelce or Andrews?
And then number three is Homeboy.
So you take Kelce over Andrews?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they lost Hill. Last time I saw Kelce without Hill, there was no seconds. There was no seconds.
Brandon, you agree with that?
It's tough.
I'm going Andrews.
I think I might go Andrews.
Yeah, I'm going Andrews.
QB.
Huh?
Mark Andrews ain't got nothing on
the level of QB players.
Yeah. Right, but he's got more miles to feed. He's got more miles to feed. Who's he going to throw it to in Baltimore?
Don't have more Juju?
Hold on. Who is Lamar Jackson throwing it to in Baltimore? You already said I don't want to have no wide receivers for Baltimore. Who else he going to throw it to then?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Your boy, CMC. Who's going to have to come back? Cam Akers, CMC, J.K. Dobbins. Look at the Warriors. Derek, you about to win that money.
Put Luka in the fucking game.
Cam Akers, CMC, or J.K. Dobbins?
J.K.
J.K.? J.K. Dobbins, your boy.
I don't even want to hear that name.
Keith said J.K. too? That's JK. Two on it.
Out of Ohio State all day.
Who is it, Shimon? CMC. JK. CMC. JK. Because I love his daddy. I love his daddy. I look like you. That's why he wants CMC, because I'm his daddy.
Listen, JK need to find his way to San Francisco. Me and Calvin.
Don't you got enough fucking running backs? Don't you got enough running backs?
No, we don't. We can use a JK.
Tommy, who is it, Tommy?
CMC is second overall in PPR redrafts. What are you talking about? Is that dude right there? That's money. It's
yeah,
money.
That's your championship right there. Waiver wire and CMC.
That's boy.
That's waiver wire and CMC. That ain't talent. That's waiver wire and CMC.
Come on, now I drafted McCaffrey.
Waiver wire and CMC.
Breakout year. Ridley's breakout year. That's all FFF.
McCaffrey won't be here in the next 5 years.
Brandon, who you think? Brandon's sad now. He's got.
Brandon
left on him. Brandon, Dobbins is my first round pick.
Dobbins. You think Dobbins is the guy? Nobody's talking about J.K. Dobbins. I think J.K. Dobbins is going to be that dude, yo.
J.K. Dobbins is going to be
you can get him in the third, fourth, fifth round.
J.K. round last year.
All right, so look, old school, new school. I want y'all to tell me who you're going to take, old school or new school. Singletary, running back that Tommy loves for Buffalo, or the boy Cook. Who you taking, Brandon?
James Cook.
Why though?
That's his job. Week four.
You think really, Tommy? What?
Yeah, man.
Singletary's gonna be the back he got Buffalo.
I look at James Cook like he's McKissick or something. What do you think, Keith?
McKissick ain't back.
He ain't Gibson now.
I mean Singletary, I'm going with Singletary.
Shimon, you listen. Who you taking?
I mean, ain't neither one of them talking about none, but I go with Devin. Singletary.
Damn. All right. We talked about it already for the Saints. Jarvis or Olave? Who you got, Shimon?
Olave for the Saints.
Keith, what you think?
Olave.
So Jarvis ain't got a chance. Tommy, Jarvis ain't got a chance to do nothing?
I'm taking Jarvis.
Yeah.
You taking Jarvis over Olave?
Jarvis catches 70 balls.
I think Olave has a good year.
Brandon, what you think?
No, I'm taking Landry.
No, we got 2-2. Okay. Okay. Michael Carter, running back for the Jets. Or Breece Hall? Brandon.
Breece Hall.
Is he going to take the job that easy?
Yeah.
I thought they were setting it up for Carter to take this job.
Yeah, he's that much better than that Carter. Pollard thing was, it's even closer for those two.
But you said Zeke was the reason why you're taking Dallas.
It's almost like back to back. You almost want to take that as the handcuff right away.
I think Breece Hall was the best running back in the draft, honestly.
I mean, who's
Walker might be.
So look, since you said Walker, Rashard Penny showed up last year. He was on two of my championship rosters, Tommy. Tommy, he was on two of my championship rosters, Tommy. Right?
You picked him up, though, didn't you?
So are you taking Penny? Yeah, I picked him up. I had a waiver wire Tommy moment. Penny or Kenneth Walker III. Who are you taking, Keith?
Who is it again?
Rashard Penny or Kenneth Walker III. If you could have one for the whole year, who are you taking?
Penny. Walker III, where'd he come from?
Michigan State.
Michigan State, right? Okay, I'm trying to. Well, shit, I'm going to have to go with Penny because.
Thank you.
No, I'm taking Penny too. Shamar's taking Penny. Brandon, who are you taking?
I had Penny last year and he was great. So, I mean, staying healthy, I'm taking.
Can he stay healthy though? Tommy's going to take Kenneth. Look, who is it, Tommy?
Kenneth Walker.
And that's why you don't win, Tommy. That's why you don't make the playoffs, Tommy.
We're going to see Chicago because they know what Penny's got.
Shamon, this is for you. Green Bay.
There we go.
Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson. Can Christian Watson be the guy? Shamon, who is it?
Sammy Watkins is going to be that guy.
Oh, I thought you wanted. I thought you said Watson was the dude.
I mean, he would, but it's going to take years for Watson.
Is Sammy Watkins going to be a guy in fantasy?
Listen.
Brandon, no.
Listen, look, he's not going to become a guy right now. He's coming from the FBS. So he's coming from a lower Division I school.
Right.
Now, listen, he has that experience, but it's going to take him some time to grow. Now,
I said for 1 year to win a championship.
Yeah, his upside will help Aaron Rodgers win a championship.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to trust him. Keith, what do you think? You don't even know who it is, do you, Keith?
The fuck is Brunson doing?
Nah, I'm going with Watkins.
You really Sammy Watkins? Tommy, you really taking Sammy Watkins, too?
He was top five. I think it's Murphy.
I can't believe people are taking Sammy Watkins. He's good for week one. That's about it.
No, he's a good – no. It's not.
All right. We saw A.J. Brown get traded. Treylon Burks or Robert Woods?
Oh, shoot. Easy money.
Who is that? Yeah, who is
it? I think it's easy.
Robert.
You taking Robert. Brandon, you taking Robert too?
I'm taking Treylon Burks. You
taking the rookie?
Without Woods coming off that injury.
But he's talking about the organization's holding him back. He's ready to go.
That injury is holding him back.
No, he said he's done. He's ready. Shamon, who you taking? Because Robert Woods destroyed the 49ers twice last year, so go ahead.
He's good.
What? And he could Surtain be a
lot. Whoa. Yeah.
Anyway, who you taking, Shamon?
You said they destroyed. I said Robert Woods. But I'm saying you cannot sit over here and say that.
Okay, we ain't talking about the 49ers. Yeah, you said Robert Woods. It doesn't matter. All right, so look.
Yeah.
Corey Davis was somebody before, right?
Yeah, for a minute.
And Elijah Moore is supposed to be that guy, right? Are you taking either one of them or Garrett Wilson? Tommy.
I'd take more.
These are the way you become a champion, Shamon.
I'd probably take more before any of them. Moore's going to pull down 80 balls.
Elijah Moore. Keith, you agree?
Yeah.
He's got a lot
of Scott Moore.
Listen, ceiling might not be the greatest, but he's got a
high. Scott Moore out of Western Michigan.
I didn't say Scott Moore. Brandon, who is it?
I'm probably taking Garrett Wilson overall.
So you're taking the rookie?
Yeah.
He needs some.
All right, Amon-Ra St. Brown became a star. Became a star. DJ Chark is there now from Jacksonville. Either one of them or Jameson Williams. That's Tommy's boy, Jameson Williams. Who you taking, Keith? I ain't going to say Brandon. That's Jameson Alabama. Williams. You taking Williams? Yeah. Brandon, what you think?
Yeah, by far. That dude's special.
You agree, Shamon Tommy?
He's injured. He's tore his
ACL. I'm taking Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'm taking St. Brown only if I have a keeper that I know that, like, a
Cooper Kupp?
A Cooper Kupp wouldn't beat out. Like, if I got CMC, if I got Jonathan Taylor, then I'm taking St. Brown. If I don't got one of those guys, take it in the other. Because he's, like he said, it's special.
He is dope, yeah.
Yeah, he's quick.
All right, Keith, Juju, Miko Hartman that nobody's talking about. He's going undrafted sometimes, who I think could be a big-time sleeper. Miko Hartman or Sky Moore. Who you got, Keith?
Well, I got Hartman because I think Juju's more – I think Juju's more of like a blocker.
I think Juju's going to be just like fucking the dude for the Packers now. Watkins.
Juju's the dude for the Packers.
Because he's so irrelevant, I can't remember his fucking name. We just talked about it.
How would y'all feel about it? I said this. Would Juju make a good tight end?
No, that motherfucker's thin. Tell me who you taking.
He blocks.
I'm taking Sky.
You think he's ready to play?
I think if you're looking for a spark and I'm just going to throw a late round pick. No, I don't think he's ready to play.
Over Hartman? You don't think Hartman's ready?
If you would have drafted Trey Lance last year, draft Sky Moore.
What do you think, Brandon? What do you say, Keith?
I'll probably take Juju.
I said Hartman is the sleeper to have a huge year, dude.
That's what I said. I think Hartman. You said Juju?
I'll take Juju.
I didn't say if you're going to the movies and you want some Juju beans, but I said the player on the team. Brandon, you took Juju?
Over McCole Hartman, yeah.
Or Scott, that's why your brother beat you in the championship.
If any
some
of
shit
them
like
on
that.
My team, I don't. I'm not happy with my team anyway. So.
Come on, man. All right, so look. Does anybody know who Damian Pierce is?
Yes.
He's gonna be the starter for the Colts. The Texans.
Texans, yeah.
I'm giving everybody watching. There it is, right there.
Damian Pierce.
Jacobs, Kenyon Drake, or Zamir White?
Zamir White.
Last one. Then we got to get some basketball because I'm going to get this shit in. Zach Ertz, who y'all said was supposed to be dope, or the number one tight end drafted, Trey McBride?
Who do you go to?
What, Tommy? What? Cardinals.
Who do you go to?
The Cardinals.
Who did? Who went to the Cardinals?
Trey McBride and Zach Ertz.
Neither.
Zach Ertz is going to have a big year. You can get Zach Ertz in the 15th round, and he's going to be a number one guy.
Plus, where Hopkins going?
You want him there when Hopkins is fresh, and it's weaker.
Dude, I'm telling you, Tommy. Zach Ertz is going to be somebody. All right, let's get into basketball real quick. Y'all ready? I know Keith's going to wash up and go to bed or whatever, but we got to get to these playoff show. Warriors in Dallas.
I'll listen to y'all. Go ahead.
Warriors in Dallas. Dallas is blowing another big lead. Let's say they go down 0-2, Brandon. Can Luka do it again and go down 0-2 and win?
I mean, I don't think this is a good matchup for them anyway. I didn't pick them to win the series, but no.
Can he win, Tommy?
Look at how outmatched they are, dude. Talent-wise.
Tommy, can Dallas come back?
No, they're done.
Shimon, they done?
I do love Steph Curry, though. I mean, I like the
Mets. I love Jordan. Those guys have played together for eight, nine.
Let me ask you a question. We talked about the trade. Would Porzingis have helped Luka in this series?
Yes.
Brandon said no. Shimon said yes. Watch, Shimon.
And where I say is defensive length. They don't got
he's
that length no more.
Any good at lateral.
He would have been on the bench.
That length no
he
more.
He wouldn't have been playing.
Go up and down. He is not any good at lateral.
So it wouldn't have mattered either way.
No. Dinwiddie's done more than he's done all year.
Yes, Dinwiddie was the sleeper. Dinwiddie.
But all they do is shoot threes, though. All they do is shoot threes.
Or at least they play. Porzingis didn't play.
Alright, so we already know Dallas is what they are. Luka's a stud. Who can help them with the free agents from 2023, next year? I've got three guys that are free agents for the Bucks. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, or my man Middleton. Who would be better to help Luka?
Middleton, my God.
Middleton.
Portis.
Tommy.
Luka kicking it out the middle to wide open.
Contract as well. I would take a cheap Bobby Portis over an expensive Melvin any.
What? Really?
Portis is a great stretch four. He was good in Chicago. Oh. A great stretch four. Doing a punch on Monday.
Can they win? Can they win like that though?
No.
He needs somebody with him, yo.
It's gonna be a Damian Lillard.
So let me ask you a question. Since I brought up the Bucks, Giannis, I think he's the best player in basketball. Luka, yeah, arguably might be number two. Arguably, those three players I'm talking about going forward the next 4 years. Would you rather play with Giannis in the Eastern Conference or Luka in the Western Conference to win a ring? Who would you pick, Brandon? Where would you want to go?
I think it'd be easier in the Eastern Conference.
Really? In the East?
Well,
you got Miami, Philadelphia, the Bucks,
Philadelphia,
the Nets.
Nobody's worried about Philly.
You're saying he would be better with Giannis?
They just got a good squad over there. They got a good everything over
right,
there.
Right, but all these people are free. Suppose they all went to Dallas. What would Luka do?
I mean, well, if they all went to Dallas.
Well, that's my point. Who would they rather play with, Luka or Giannis, Tommy? Who?
I would rather Dallas over Milwaukee.
You'd rather play? Are you saying it because it's Dallas, or are you saying it because it's Luka?
Money market. Yeah,
see,
yeah,
you're thinking about the money, man.
I think these two players, if I was going, yeah, come on now. If I was going to play with Luka or Giannis and I had to pick, I'm picking Dallas.
I feel you. Hey, is this Steph Curry's last chance to win a championship, Brandon?
He don't look the same, does he?
No, him and Klay do not look the same. Is this their last chance to win?
Steph Curry's going to play 10 more years.
Okay, Tommy. No, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, all free agents next year. You pick two. Who's not going to stay? Who's not staying? Tommy? Who, Tommy?
They got to get rid of.
Oh, who's not staying out of all of them?
Them three. Jordan Poole. Who did I say? Wiggins and Draymond Green.
Wiggins is gone.
Wiggins is the best one out of all of them.
They didn't need Wiggins to begin with. He's a luxury. They had
Wiggins is changing this series.
Wiggins
is the guy.
The one that brought him back.
What's that A player's name in Toronto? That's their three, second, third.
Siakam?
OG Agbogwe.
Yeah.
Do y'all agree with that?
That's all they need.
Do y'all agree with that?
Fit that scheme.
I say you get rid of Draymond. I say Draymond's gone.
I say Draymond's gone. Yeah, you know.
Draymond, are you crazy?
Why? You got Wiseman? You got Wiseman coming back. You got Kuminga coming back. Because you got Kuminga and Wiseman coming back.
You got to re-sign Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole has to stay.
Draymond runs the fast break better than any power forward in the game.
Yeah, but man.
And Draymond's the gas pedal to that offense and that defense and the
okay.
team.
All right.
Draymond's the gas pedal to that coach.
And even I know that he's the heart of their team.
He is, but he's getting old. He's getting old.
Draymond's like Haslam. That dude's going to be wearing those colors.
But he's not going to play. Haslam don't play.
Draymond's like Robert Ory.
Would you kick him off the Heat?
All right. Celtics gonna beat the Heat, right? Are the Heat done? You're not counting the Heat out? Why?
Jimmy.
Because of Jimmy? Jimmy? Tommy hates Jimmy.
Jimmy's great.
Can Kyle Lowry help the Heat win? Kyle Lowry can put him over the top?
No, but I mean, they got to be better than 200 drafted dudes, I guess.
The Heat are done, yo.
I don't think so.
The Heat are over. Heat's over. Jimmy Butler is 36 years old. Is this his last chance?
Yeah, probably.
Not if he's willing to accept a different role.
What kind of role? Going to another team?
Yeah.
Going to join Luka? Going to join Luka in Dallas? That would be big right there.
Steph and Clay.
No, 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 they got Andrew Wick. No, no, they can't afford that. They can't afford that.
50 million.
Yo, if Jimmy Butler went to Dallas with Luka,
that's
perfect fit. Brandon, what you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great
move. Should build that pick.
You hate Luka, Tommy. Why? Is Tatum top three player in the league?
Who hates Luka?
Tatum top three player in the league? Is he number three, Tommy?
Oh, son.
Tatum number three?
He ain't top six.
Is he top three?
Where's Steph Curry?
Sorry.
I don't know where Steph Curry is.
Steph Curry's number two.
Luka, right?
He's number two over Luka?
Giannis, Steph, Luka. Luka about to lose this.
Where's Joker at?
Joker's
number four.
Morant.
Joker's on the floor, dude. He's
Joel.
Joel.
You're not talking.
All right, look. 5 minutes left. Look at the way it's setting up. Boston with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. Is that the best big three for the next 5 years? Who's better, Tommy?
Clay.
I question Marcus Smart being able to hold
give
up.
Give me Clay.
What? Who's better than what big three is better?
I question that.
What big three is better?
That can stay together?
Who?
I would take Michael Porter, Jamal Murray, and Joker.
Are y'all serious? Y'all agree with him? Yeah, Brandon's like, I ain't even going to talk. That's bullshit.
Jalen Green? You think
Jalen Green?
I mean, Marcus Smart and Tatum and
Jaylen Brown's
and Brown.
He's not consistent enough for me.
He's not as good as Jamal Murray. Not yet. I'm not putting him in that class. So you got that one. So you're talking Tatum versus Joker. That's a toss up. I'll put Porter up against the other dude.
Against Marcus Smart?
Against Marcus Smart. Yeah.
The defensive player of the year.
I don't like that.
The defensive player. You talk about he might get hurt. Michael Porter's been hurt all the way through college. What are you talking about? That motherfucker walks down the sidewalk and breaks his ankle.
He's 30. He's a good 30. He's 31 now.
Come on, dude. You're not being real.
Check his age.
We cannot get off the show without talking about this guy. Brandon called that shit. He said he's got hardened tendencies or some shit. What'd you say?
He's a choker.
That shit was great. Did Chris Paul choke?
I always said that.
Did he choke though? Listen, it's not that.
It's always something. What's the excuse
this
year?
What is it, Shimon?
It's not that Chris Paul is a joker. It's that Chris Paul isn't as nice as he came out to be. When you listen in the NBA, listen to me. The NBA has their own family. So when the NBA family gets together, they look at Chris Paul like lunch meat. They like, oh, that's lunch meat.
Are you serious? Lunch meat?
And they do. They do.
You want to know what I think? Shimon, we got 3 minutes left, so I got to cut you off. You want to know what Chris Paul did? Chris Paul did kind of fizzle towards the end. But Aiden, this dude is up for a max contract. He's up for a max contract. He didn't do shit. At all. Who's guarding him for Dallas?
But he's younger than Chris Paul.
Right. And so you're up for a max contract and you didn't show up at all. You're arguing with your coach on the sideline about some dumb shit.
He has time. Listen, he has time to grow.
What time is there?
If
$200 million don't motivate you to play well against Dallas and they're no defense, center having nothing, what time you got left?
What if Chris Paul goes to Dallas?
10 points.
Why would he go to Dallas with Luka? Chris Paul needs to go to Miami. Paul needs to go to Miami.
Look, I don't give a fuck.
Or Philly. Or Philly. He can go there with Doc Rivers and James Harden, and they could be the fucked up teams.
Doc Rivers ain't a winner.
Brandon, who's our coach, Brandon? Who's our coach? Is it Darvin Ham?
All y'all want to, but as long as
I take the other dude.
You would take the dude from Portland?
Chris Paul.
I thought it was both dudes from Portland.
Terry Stobbs? He needs to be our coach.
How about that? Chris Paul never be a
possibility. He needs to be our coach. You like that shit? That's when he started smoking mad weed right there, Phil Jackson.
John Stockton.
Rumor is Zach LaVine.
Yo, we only got a minute and 33 seconds left. It's crazy. One more question real quick. Which player is going to leave first to try to get a ring? Dame, Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell, or somebody else?
Bradley Beal.
Bradley
Mitchell
Beal?
Hey, I'm a Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Mitchell going to Knicks.
Who you got?
Brad Beal.
We got two Beals.
I mean, I can see both of them. Dame's not going to leave.
Why won't Dame leave?
He's I don't know.
That's a fall. Dame
Dollar. I'm going to tell you right now, Brandon, who Luka needs right now. Luka needs Gobert. Get Rudy Gobert and one of these little. Now you can get Bobby Portis, Tommy. If he gets Bobby Portis on the cheap and you get Rudy Gobert to go with Luka, that's a team that can win.
Gobert on
any championship team ever. You tried to say he's the defensive player of the year. You were arguing about Marcus Smart winning. You're like, no. Defensive player of the year is a big man's game, like Rudy Gobert.
To be honest, Embiid was the defensive player of the year.
Who?
I think they got it right with Smart. I think they got it right.
Smart definitely should have won. Definitely should have won.
Give him credit for his
year. Yo, big ups to everybody. Raw Sports Talk, episode 93, part 2. We got into it. We missed a whole lot of stuff, but I appreciate all of y'all. Thank you for staying up. Shimon, thank you for staying sober. Good looking at you, Keith. Brandon, Tommy. Let's go. Fantasy's coming, baby. Fantasy's coming. Let's go.